T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Solana, I'm supposed to be driving this show here. Did I miss headlines? Or it's headline time, right? Do we do headlines
now?
Yeah,
no, we could do headlines. Yeah, we can do that, Joe. I mean, there's so much going on last night.
Oh my god, we have a lot of things happening here. We should tell our audience who our guests are, right?
That's right.
2:20, yeah. We're going to talk about the Dolphins. Safed Dean, Dolphin beat writer, Sun Sentinel is going to be with us.
Yes.
At 3:20, we're going to go University of Miami, but we're going to mainly use our guest as an analyst. Coach L will be with us.
Yes.
Coach L will be with us, so we'll talk about the meltdown in Philadelphia last night. And then we'll talk about Milwaukee and Brooklyn tonight. I'm watching the game last night, before you get to your headlines, Crowder, and I'm a 76ers fan, sort of, and they're up by 20 points.
Yes.
I turned the game off, and then I forgot to go back to it. I turned the game off. I walked into the other room, and my wife is watching the Real Housewives of Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, one of them.
Don't ask me.
So I started asking questions about, well, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? And the conversations that these women are having are, you know, pretty strange.
Very strange.
Like, do you always, is this what happens in the real world? And then I said, oh, crap. And I ran back to the room and the game was over. And I'm like, wait a minute, the 76ers lost? That's impossible.
26 points.
Impossible.
Joe, it's not impossible. It can't be impossible. Yeah. It happened. I want to ask Coach L about that from the coaching side, because people are killing Doc Rivers today.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But yeah. My thing is that Doc wasn't shooting and Doc wasn't defending. Like, that's
it's
why,
like,
I'm
they
I'm
just
glad
stopped
that
playing.
Yeah.
I saw up to the first time out in the fourth quarter, he tried to stop the bleeding right away. They missed their Dwight Howard misses an easy shot right in front of the rim. Would have put him up by 20 again in the fourth quarter. Atlanta went down, made a couple of shots, and he called timeout, and then I missed the rest. It's like
it was ugly.
Yeah, it's like the tape ran out on me.
It was ugly.
So, meanwhile, Solana, what do you got for us?
All right, this sports update, it's brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39. So, yeah, as you mentioned, the final score in that game, Game 5, Hawks beat the Sixers 109-106. They were down 26 at halftime. They were down 18 at the end of the third quarter. Sixers social media is trolling the Hawks at halftime. And then only Joel Embiid and Seth Curry shoot the ball in the fourth quarter for the Sixers. Hawks come all the way back. They now lead the series 3-2.
It's sad that they have to pull out Ben Simmons because they'll foul him and Doc doesn't want him on the line.
I can't believe he can't make a free throw. It's got to be psychological, right?
I remember the big guy. I remember Hack of Shaq. Like Hack of Dwight was something when he was younger.
But this is a guard.
I've never seen Hack a all-star guard. Yeah. That's ridiculous. And he looks uncomfortable at the line. He's all weird at the line. Yeah. Then we talked about this Ben. This Ben is not a number two player. Ben Simmons is letting down Joel Embiid, who is, what, top three in MVP voting this year? Ben Simmons is letting this man down.
No, 37 points last night. Make a free throw. You're a professional NBA player. It's like Steve Sachs playing second base. Do you remember Steve Sachs?
No, I thought you were talking about a saxophone player down here. His name
guy couldn't throw the Sachs. Couldn't throw the baseball.
He couldn't throw it?
From second base to first base. He kept short-arming and kept throwing the ball into the dirt. He had a psychological block. He and Chuck Knoblauch, they could not throw the ball from second base to first base. It's not a very hard throw. you're going to say shortstop to first base, I get it. But second base to first base is a rather easy toss, which they could not accomplish. That's like Ben Simmons missing the free throws.
That's ridiculous. And he's an all-star, though. Yeah. This isn't a borderline guy.
Well, these are major league players.
Come on, man. You got the yips, whatever that psychological thing. Yeah, man. Get over it. Go have a drink. Go to a shake spot or something, Joe. That's how I used to get over my yips.
Drink?
And shake spot.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
and by the way, Ben Simmons wanted nothing to do with the ball. Like, that's what's shocking to me. He wants nothing to do with the ball. When the game's on the line, like, that's not a star player, right? Like, he wants absolutely – doesn't want the ball. Just they're just leaving him in at the three-point line, and he can't shoot a three-pointer.
Why would you want the ball if you're going to embarrass yourself? Bro, your fans are cheering when you're at the line like it's the last shot of the game. In the second quarter when Ben went to the line, the fans are amping him up. They're yelling his name. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is the time to go get a beer. Go to the bathroom. Three free throws. They're cheering him on like it's the Super Bowl or something because they know this man can't shoot. It's embarrassing. Ben should be embarrassed.
Every time I think there's a game like this where a team collapses, Milwaukee did it the other night. And you go, series is over. Professional athletes do often, I have to give him credit, show up with a backbone and bounce back in the next game.
Yes, yes. That's what well.
So I'm not going to be shocked if Milwaukee bounces back tonight. We'll see.
We'll see. But James is coming. Well, James Harden played last two nights ago.
He didn't look good though.
But now he has two more days of rest, and I don't know, Joe. I think this Nets series might be over tonight.
Another shocking result last night was the following game. The Clippers, they beat the Jazz 119-111 on the road. As we know, no Kawhi Leonard. PG-13 came to play though. He didn't want to let people get those jokes off on social media anymore. You know, like he's done with that. And PG came to play last night. Respect to Paul George. They lead the series now 3-2. It shifts back to LA looking to close that one out on Saturday.
Three straight games of 30 plus for George. Yeah. The unsung hero is Mr. June, Reggie Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. With his glasses on. Glasses and his on. Headband.
I don't know if those glasses are, if they help him, but man alive, he made some big shots.
Old Horace Grant looking old fella there. But yeah, and then Donovan Mitchell, he was off.
They have done a pretty good job of lassoing Donovan Mitchell lately.
Yes.
They junk up their zone a little bit. They seem like everybody goes wherever Mitchell goes. He's really good at slithering and snaking to the rim and voiding guys and getting to the rim, but they have made it really hard on him.
Yeah, and my thing with Donovan, and I want something I want to ask Coach L in 3 o'clock hour. Like, if you have a player like that and you see it's just not his night, when do you tell him that? Like, Donovan, they have a plan for you. Start passing the ball because he was shooting some threes in that fourth quarter that should never been shot. Yep. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. I'm like, Donovan, that's a terrible shot.
I think
shot.
It gets contagious because everybody else in Utah shot lousy last night as well.
Yes. Well, when you're leader, you just said it. We have our team.
Yeah.
You know, we have our team now, Jimmy and Steven, Solana. And then your team leader is lacking. Other people are going to start lacking, Joe.
I better – that's a cue for me to not lack here in the next 4 hours.
That was a little – a little something I was telling you, Joe.
Crowder giving me some pressure here.
We expect your best.
All of a sudden, my posture straightened out. All right, Solana, what else is on your list?
Yep.
That we can interrupt.
Tonight,
spitball.
Tonight in the NBA, Bucks, Nets, 8:30 p.m. tonight, as you mentioned. James Harden back on the court. No Kyrie Irving tonight as the Nets look to close this out on the road. They're a 6-point underdog in Milwaukee tonight.
You know, I saw this thing, the crawl. Giannis says he'll cover Durant. And why would he not?
Well, the story was Budenholzer didn't want him to, which sounds crazy to me. You have a defensive MVP player, all-star MVP two times, and you don't want him to cover the other guy that's having 49, 17, and 10. The dumbest thing I heard was after last game.
Kevin Durant pulled out a flamethrower the other night. Someone needed to cool him off.
Okay, they put P.J. Tucker on him.
Yeah.
P.J. Tucker, that's the answer to a guy that's about to drop 50 is P.J. Tucker.
That game was hanging in the balance like a playing card on edge, and he 5 seconds on the shot clock, whatever it was, he buried a three-pointer from Toledo.
Yep, and PJ, go get him. PJ. PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker. Really quickly, I'm going to run through the U.S. Open leaderboard update here. It's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. A five-way tie atop the leaderboard right now. Patrick Rogers, Russell Henley, Matt Fitzpatrick, Xander Schauffele, and Siwoo Kim, all at two under par right now. They're all still in action as the U.S. Open gets underway. Again, that's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. And your weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, it's partly cloudy, 88 degrees. Currently, just about a 90% chance of no rain, Joe. 90% chance of no rain. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
I used to see Joe's face.
I wish I could.
I can look out the window and tell you that there's a greater chance than 90% or less chance than 90% of no rain. Where have you been living for the last 3 days?
I'm in K-Town, Joe. I'm in K-Town. K-Town.
Where is K-Town?
Kendall.
Oh, it doesn't rain in Kendall?
Like, no, I mean, it's actually raining outside right
much,
now. So
pretty
I don't
much
know. That,
anywhere
that
in South Florida, you've needed a snorkel the last 3 days.
Joe's not a fan of the weather reports.
I want to see how good you'd be with the weather, and you have distorted the facts so badly, you have just screwed up everybody's weekend. People are going to go, oh, my God, it's not going to rain. I just heard on QAM, it's not going to rain. Let's go to the beach. It's going to be wonderful. Meanwhile, they're going to get slammed by some typhoon.
I mean, they should have checked the weather app, Joe. I mean, what do you want from me? They should have checked the weather app.
He just guesses.
This is important stuff, the weather.
I agree. No, I mean, this is my job. It's part of my job. I take it very seriously, Joe.
Apparently, you don't take the weather seriously. You know, if you turn on the TV, any one of these channels, they have like 42 weather people. Now, usually, I'm kind of side with you, Solana. You can say, in South Florida, in the summertime, you got an 80% chance of rain after 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. In the morning, sunny and really hot and humid. 2 o'clock on, greater than 50% chance of rain.
So that was the best weather report we've had in years.
Always like this
right.
one.
All right.
By the way, while we're picking on the weather, why do they do this? They were tracking the tropics, and then they point to some little cluster that is off the coast of North Carolina. Right?
Anything
it's headed for Bermuda.
Yeah.
And it's like the lead story. Why do they do that? We don't need to know that. We only need to know when we are in the cone of death, right?
Yes. You know what? Hey, Solana, text Julie Durden and let her know Joe doesn't appreciate those northern weather reports. We don't need North Carolina weather.
We don't need if it's going to Bermuda. We only need to know if it's going between Kendall and Davie.
Okay. No, I mean, you know, I'm very plugged in to with the meteorology
I know you are.
Community down here.
Obviously,
so,
you
know,
are
I'll
with
get
the
a
last
word
report.
In. I'll get a word in.
No.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.